This episode of the Farm Traveler Podcast is brought to you by you, the listener. Whether it's your first episode here or it's your 166th episode, thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate it. If you enjoyed this episode or if you learned something new, consider sharing with a friend or family member. That helps us out a ton. You know, the algorithm on Instagram, Apple Podcasts, Facebook, Spotify Podcasts, YouTube, everything is constantly changing. So basically, word of mouth and recommendations is how we reach a larger audience. So consider sharing this link, whether you're listening in Apple or Spotify or wherever. Consider sharing it, texting it to a friend, putting it up on Facebook or your social media platform of choice. That helps us a ton. So thanks for your support. We really appreciate it. Hello and welcome to the Farm Traveler Podcast. I'm your host, Trevor Williams. And on today's show, episode 166, we are chatting with a friend of the show and a former guest, Jenny, aka The Witty Farmer, if you follow her on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and of course, TikTok. So Jenny was on years ago and we talked about her career in farming and also acting and what all she's been doing. But now we're going to sit down with Jenny and talk about something really cool that she's been doing over the past, really, I guess, year or so. Jenny, you know, obviously she's a farmer, her and her family are farmers. She's busy, but she obviously wanted more stuff to do, more responsibility. So Jenny started a little greenhouse store. And it's such a cool concept where it's grab and go. Basically, she and her mom and, of course, her husband have been working on building this. And she basically uses like a Ring doorbell, I believe, to help, you know, whenever people come in, she speaks over like, hey, thanks so much. It's grab and go. Go and get this, get that. So it's such a cool concept that she's been growing slowly but surely. Started off selling flowers, then selling local baked goods from some people in her town. And now she is slowly going to start selling beef direct to consumers, which is a really cool announcement she's going to have on the show today. So this is such a cool conversation with Jenny, learning how this whole greenhouse idea went from concept to reality and how she's been scaling it very slowly, but very, I don't know, with a very direct purpose. So it's really cool. I think you'll really enjoy this conversation with Jenny. And also really cool, she's still doing the Hollywood thing. She was actually on The Weakest Link with Jane Lynch a couple of weeks ago. So we will mention that in the episode. If you're not following Jenny on social media, I highly recommend it. Check out the links below in the description of this show for her TikTok, for her Instagram, Twitter, and everything, where she's been sharing all the really cool behind the scenes stuff for this greenhouse. So go check it out. Thanks so much for listening to episode 166 with Jenny. Hope you enjoy it. All right, Jenny, welcome back to the Farm Traveler Podcast. How are you doing?
I am ecstatic to be here again.
I'm excited, and I had to surprise you. I'm wearing your t-shirt. I am pro-tractor. I support agriculture. I love it. This is my default airport t-shirt because I always get all the looks when we're walking through the airport.
Yeah, because you probably get the people like, okay, wait, what? You have to think about it. Yeah.
They're like, wait, like why does he have a protractor on his shirt? Oh, he supports agriculture, so he's protractor. But it's usually like a delayed response whenever they get it.
I even got my dad on that one. He did not get it.
Oh, really?
He's pretty quick. I mean, it's not, you know, he's not usually, he gets stuff. And he was looking at it, he's like, it wasn't clicking until I'm like, Dad, okay, I used yours in fifth grade. What is it?
Oh, it's a protractor. I get it. It's a thinker. I love those thinker dad jokes like that. I mean, my wife has a couple. I've got a couple. My favorite is, did you know that protons have mass? See, I didn't know that they're Catholic, but it's... I get a lot of eye rolls whenever I say that one.
yeah, that's the... I don't know how many Protestants would necessarily get that.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. It's a thinker. Well, you're Catholic. It's a thinker. I'm not Catholic. I am, I guess, old school Methodist, aka we're non-denominational now, but that's the only Catholic joke I know. My favorite Methodist joke, though, that my dad told me is that the difference between a Methodist and a Baptist is that the Methodist will say hey to you in the liquor store. I always thought that was really cool. And the older I got, I realized that was actually
true. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's so funny. Baptists drink, but in secrecy. Methodists are all about it, which is great.
Yeah. And see, Catholics, we're like, hey, come over and have a party. That's fine.
Yeah, exactly. Best of both worlds. That's not bad.
Yeah.
All right, Jenny. So you have been up to a lot. I've been following your story on Instagram, but why don't you tell everybody that maybe they don't follow you? What have you been up to for like the past couple of months, maybe the past like year or so?
A lot of stuff, and it's exhausting, and I am consistently tired. And a lot of what's happened is the greenhouse. So I started a self-serve greenhouse. I called it Grab and Grow Greenhouse. And
so catchy.
Yeah, well, you know, just kind of flies right off the tongue. And I did this because I've been growing plants for about, I don't know, probably closer to 4 years now. And I had the existing customers that I had, I would have to stop during planting season and meet them with their plants. So as you can imagine, that's kind of an inconvenience. And it doesn't really work out that well. And the plants, I absolutely love that. It was more of a hobby and it's just something that I enjoyed doing.
Mm-hmm.
So the money that I made from crop farming and from growing plants for people, they're not really on the same playing field. So you kind of have to figure out, okay, in order to keep my sanity, which I was not married or did not have a child then. So I was still busy doing that. So I was growing plants for people and doing row crop farming single, and I was busy. Then you add in, you know, a spouse and a kid. Holy cow. It's it's a lot. So I wanted to be able to continue growing plants for people, finding a better way for the existing customers to get their stuff whenever they wanted, because they were kind of on my schedule too, even though I was trying to make things easier for them. So, I mean, we both had to kind of figure it out. But I also wanted to service some new ones. I thought, okay, how in the world can I do this in an efficient manner? So, my husband, he owns his own construction business. Super handy to have around. I tell you what.
That's perfect.
Yeah. So I can build things, but it's not pretty. And it's kind of the same as my dad. We can build things and make them sturdy and they'll work. But aesthetically, yeah, they're not really that attractive. So Mark, he comes in and can actually do this stuff very well. So I have a 2.5-year-old and she is hilarious, but she can't grow plants
yet. Keyword yet. I'm sure she'll be a pro.
Even if she doesn't want to be a pro, it's just gonna have to work out that way.
Yeah.
I'm tired.
She's gonna have that green thumb no matter what.
Hopefully. Yeah, but I'll show her how to do it anyway. So yeah, she doesn't really have any options. Poor kid. I mean, yeah, she's kind of stuck. So she's going to be using a drill and a tractor by the time, you know, she's what, like 7 or 8. I don't want to say too young because then people attack me. Ah, slave labor. Well, she's my kid, so I'm paying for this time.
Yeah, there you go.
So anyway, I'm making this long story longer. So So my website, I use Wix. And Wix, they came out with a point of sale system. With that, you have your tablet, your receipt printer, and a scanning gun, which is so much fun.
That's handy.
Ah, so much fun. Because I love playing grocery store when I was little. And so now it's like,
beep, beep, beep. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it makes the beep. And you're like, that's so much fun. So that whole package system comes from them, and the software, it's directly connected to my website. So I didn't have to do anything. I didn't have to buy another software program and figure that out and blah, 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 blah. They made it so much easier, and it was not nearly as expensive as buying like a cash register.
Oh, well, that's good. Yeah.
Yes. So that's really good for a small business just starting out. And the self-checkout thing at Walmart, holy cow, those things are ridiculously expensive. And you don't invest in that kind of stuff unless your business is actually working or if you have a ton of money.
You'd take so, both of them, yeah.
Yeah, that helps. But I didn't have either one, so I was just starting a business. So I had a point of sale system. I had this nice big tablet, had all that stuff. And then we built the greenhouse. No blueprints. I made a horrific drawing because I am not an artiste in any way, shape, or form. And we made it work, figured it out. And it's absolutely beautiful. And Mark, he's never built a greenhouse from no instructions. So he built it like a house. And I've been in there when we've had some really strong winds and rain. Nothing moves.
Nice. So built like a fortress. I will demand him.
Yes. Yes. It will need a tornado to, you know, get that thing down. And it's anchored in the ground. So that helps.
Okay. That's awesome. Yeah. That's pretty good. You're safe in there no matter what.
For the most part. Yes. Yes. Unless there's like, you know, hail that's, you know, that big or something. Nah,
oh, true. Yeah.
Because I have the clear plastic panels. And we had some old barn wood. And we use that for some of the shelving. And then fans. So this was like this whole thing. So let me just tell you. Start of greenhouse to now. This has been a whole learning curve process. Mm, and it's odd. So we were adding as we went along. Because we've never owned a greenhouse. I've never run a brick and mortar. Put that in air quotes. And I don't know. I didn't know how this stuff worked. So we didn't have any fans.
So it was a little hot maybe in the greenhouse.
Yes. And springtime, it's not quite so bad. Well, it starts to get a little bit warmer. Okay, let's get some fans. I found these fandeliers. They're pretty. There's two of those in there.
That's cool.
They're really cool. They're very nice. And then we had to do windows. So we didn't even put windows on it. Because we thought, oh well, you know, we're not gonna be open that long. It's just a greenhouse. Ha! Yeah. We'll get to that. Exactly. So then we put in four windows. And we had a ag group that came through, so we're like, hey, let's get these in now so these people don't die.
Mm-hmm. And probably a good idea.
Yes, that would be. I don't know how to cure somebody from heat stroke. I don't have to deal with it either. So now we have a barrel fan and a little big round fan. It's not a box fan. It's round, but it's that size. And then one of the girls that bought plants for me, she happens to be quite the baker. And I was having an event the next weekend. And I said, hey, you know, can I buy some of your stuff to have in here for customers? It's kind of like a draw to get more people in because it's brand new. You have to do all this stuff for a new business so people come in there besides paying for something.
Yeah, you got to have like the attractive stuff, like the exciting stuff. They're like, oh, wait, hey, this is a new business that's got something really cool. Let me go there.
Yes, and when you have really good treats that people that get to eat, I mean, that's a really good thing. Of course, it kind of stinks. Some people took more than one, and I thought, okay, that's really crummy. I see you.
But, I'm right okay. here.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, especially knowing that it's a business that's just starting out and how small it is, I thought that was pretty crappy of the people to take more and take some home, and I'm like, well, I did have to pay for these, and I'm just starting out. I'm going way off topic. So anyway.
But that makes sense. I mean, that's a struggle point, obviously.
Yes, and people don't necessarily understand that. So I can't be like, okay, that person's a real poophead. I can't say that because they might not necessarily understand what it is to open up a business.
Yeah, that's true.
And so you can't just be like, oh, what a, you know. But anyway. So I ended up having her stuff in there each weekend. This woman is 42 years old and she has a 9-month-old.
Oh, dang.
Yes. So surprise, And I was like, oh my gosh, I understand surprises also. Because yes, our daughter was a surprise. She already had a very successful bakery business that she had just started prior to all the COVID stuff. And then pregnancy happened. So it kind of, her stuff took a back seat. And then her regular customers thought she wasn't in business anymore because, well, you have a baby, so you can't do that. I don't know why people think that way, but so we both helped each other because all of the people that knew her, they came in and found out about me. People that knew me and my business found out about her and started, you know, it has been one of the most mutual business partnerships ever.
That's awesome.
Yes. And I told her, I text her probably more than some of my best friends.
Oh, really?
Yes. Because we have to keep each other updated with what's going on. She brings in new stuff all the time. Well, weekly. I know a few times a week, and I like to update people. Hey, this is what Audra's bringing in, blah, 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 yakety schmackety. So the problem with her stuff is she has icing on some of her cookies and scones. Not good in a greenhouse.
Not good in a hot greenhouse, but come wintertime, you should be good, right?
Yes, but I solved the problem.
You did with your newest upgrade, right?
Yes, and so we have had a few upgrades. it is Premium Lavella. That is the brand of the refrigeration cooler systems that I found. Never heard of them. I just happened to find them doing a search. And now I have a very good partnership with one of their representatives.
Nice. Okay.
And it's just because I posted, hey, here it is, Premium Lavella, blah, blah, blah. And they reached out to me. So that was... That is one time social media is actually pretty decent.
There you go. Helping you build those very beneficial relationships. That's not bad. And yeah, it's been cool like watching you because you've been posting a lot about it on social media like Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok. Of course, you're really big on TikTok. And so it's been cool to kind of see the greenhouse evolve. Like first, you like you were saying, you got the fans and you got the refrigerators and then you got some more stuff coming up. So it's been cool to like watch it evolve as you're doing more and more stuff. Like you can do a lot more in a greenhouse than people think.
Yes, it's nuts. But if a refrigerator can last in a greenhouse, I will tell you, you want to buy that brand. I'm just telling you, because they aren't supposed to be in direct sunlight. These things are still working, and they're working just fine.
That's not bad. That's awesome.
Yeah, and I would like them to continue working. So I worry about it. And then the tablet, the computer system, they don't like being hot either. And so that became a problem. All I wanted was a greenhouse. That's all I wanted. Never in a million years would I have thought I was going to be selling food. And I already had a bunch of flowers planted because I had already thought about selling fresh cut flowers. So I already thought about refrigeration prior, but it wasn't on my radar to start right away. Well, that kind of sped it up because Audra from Farmhouse Bakery, she needed refrigeration. And I thought, well, okay, this could be dual purpose. I will have flowers and I will have her stuff in there. Great. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Super duper. Worked out just fine. She has a following like no other. Unbelievable. And I think one of the big draws is that it's homemade. Everything's made from scratch. Even her icing, she makes the cake from scratch. She doesn't even use a box.
That's some good baking then.
Huh?
I said, that's some good baking. That's awesome that she does all that from scratch.
Yeah, there's no way I would do that. Even cinnamon rolls. She even makes cinnamon rolls from scratch. I'm like, geez.
You cannot beat a homemade cinnamon roll. There is, I mean, Cinnabon's good, but a homemade cinnamon roll, 10 out of 10.
It's exactly. And it's completely different because, well, it's anything homegrown. It all tastes more different whenever it is fresh. So, anyway, so that relationship has been working out very well. People, we have somebody every single day. Every single day, we have a person walk into the greenhouse. That is nuts. That is absolutely nuts. It is in a town of Rixton, which is seven houses and a John Deere dealership.
Oh, wow.
So this is like, and we are right in between Jacksonville and Winchester. Jacksonville has about 20,000 people. Winchester, about 1,800, 2,000. So, and it's right off the highway that connects them. So that's why it's a great location, because people can stop and pull in and leave and blah, blah, blah. But the really, really quick backstory. My great-grandfather started that John Deere dealership.
Oh, okay.
Thank goodness my dad did not want to be a businessman. So I'm glad he wanted to farm. Okay, good. I'm glad he chose that, because, well, we won't get into that. But anyway, so that's why it's in Rigston, because that's where I grew up.
Okay.
And that house is there. And so our friend, who had passed away a couple years ago, he was in the house in front of my parents. And so we bought that property. That's where the greenhouse is.
Gotcha.
That's why we're in Rigston, in that specific location. Now, if we were off the beaten path and you had to take a back road, I doubt it would be as successful as it is. Pretty sure.
Yeah, that's smart. You're right by the high traffic areas. I mean, that's pretty important. That's good.
Yeah, and you can just pull in there, and then you can just leave and go back in either direction. And it's not far from Interstate 72. We now have people from about 40 to 50 miles away in both directions that are coming. Because another woman, so the Carmel Cravings, it's a mom and daughter duo. They came in because they had to buy some stuff for a party, and she didn't feel like making anything. So she cleaned out the fridge. Come to find out, she makes caramels. And I was like, hey, yeah, let's try it and see what happens. Good grief. Yeah. So they've got their regular customers now, weekly. There's this one lady, funny old lady, and she said the caramels are like her vitamins. She pops a couple a day.
I mean, there you go. Whatever works.
Okay. Well, that's fine. That's totally okay. So, They all have regular customers, weekly customers, flowers are selling, like everything is just selling, and it's nuts. So I had to get another refrigerator.
You got two, not one, but two.
Yes, that's right. And the second one is a double door, and it looks really cool.
Oh, that's fancy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. So, okay, now I'm back at square one with a problem. How do I solve it? I have two refrigerators in there that don't really fit exactly. And I don't really like them being in there in the first place because it's too hot. So what do we do? Hey, we're going to expand.
Already. So, that's awesome. Yes.
We open April 30th. And what is today? 14th. We are expanding. There is a blue shed that is right next to the greenhouse. And we are just going to rehab the shed. It's already got a concrete floor. And I mean, the basic structure. There's plenty of work that needs to be done. But it's going to be a lot cheaper than building a brand new structure.
I bet.
So what we're going to do is we will have another refrigerator in there. So
number three.
Yes. There's enough room for four. We're not getting the fourth one yet, but I made sure, like, okay, just in case. So one refrigerator will have all of the beverages in there, which the beverages are really cool. I have tea and coffee that has collagen in it.
No way. That's so cool. All right.
I got all the weird stuff. And then, so one will be for drinks, one for flowers, solely just flowers. And then the big one with the double doors, Farmhouse Bakery and Carmel Cravings, they will have their own side. So they will have their own spot. They will have more space. It'll be cleaner because I don't like how it's kind of a jumbled mess. I like to be organized.
Yeah, there you go.
So I like it to be nice and clean, easy to read. And when you come in, you probably come in for one thing in particular. So whenever you can see everything, oh, okay. Maybe I'll buy something else. That's fine by me. So, the other exciting news is I thought, okay, how can I make sure the worst case scenario, let's say the ladies can't do it for some reason. Then what happens? How do I protect my investment? What do I do? How do I keep bringing in money? I'm selling my beef. That was my husband's idea.
No way. Really? That's awesome.
Yes. Yes. I can't believe it. I thought, Mark, seriously? Okay. He does have some good ideas sometimes, but I mean, it's not like, you know, super consistent. However, I was really impressed and I was like, you know, that's actually a pretty good idea. So that's what we're doing. So I have a freezer and it looks like the ones in Aldi. It's so much fun. It's
got Oh, no way. That's awesome.
Yes. Yeah. So you can, you know, you swipe it that way and you're like, oh, I mean, it's really exciting.
So what all goes into that? I mean, I know there's probably a lot of loopholes and stuff you gotta jump through so you can sell your own meat. But so like, what all was that process like? Well, like when you're trying to research it and figure out like, we got to sell our beef, we've got to do X, Y, and Z.
Well, it actually wasn't too bad because I needed my food handler's license anyway because of Farmhouse Bakery and the Carmel Cravings people. But the issue with the meat is that, well, it's not really that big of an issue. It's my meat and it's my building.
Simple enough.
It's frozen. So it's not fresh. It's, well, not fresh. That was pretty horrible to say it that way. It is fresh. It's not thawed, but it's all going to be frozen.
Okay.
So that makes a huge difference. You don't have to do quite as much. And the place where we always have taken our cattle to be butchered, we have a great relationship with them, Jones's Meat Locker in Jacksonville. Terry Jones, he's the one that helped me because I called him up and I said, hey, Terry, okay, what do I need to do? With the amount of research, I didn't really have to do a whole lot because I do know Terry.
And yeah, there you go.
Yeah. And he can do it there. So they do the inspection. It's a little bit of an extra cost, but it's everything's the same. It just you pay a little bit more and they go through and they inspect it. And that's it.
That's not too bad. That's a lot simpler than I thought it would be. I mean, that's really easy to do. But so, yeah, that's
for
cool.
For me, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like now shipping it, that is a completely different ball game because it has to stay cold. It has to stay at a certain temperature. And then if it was thawed. So, I mean, you can't be stupid about it and just be like, oh, well, I can just do whatever I want. You know, you have to be pretty careful, but it's more easy for me because it's my building and my meat.
Right. Okay. That makes more sense.
If it was being sold in another place or whatever else, I would have to go through a lot more licensure. So like a broker's license, I think that's what it is.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
But there's no need for that because I'm not a broker for myself. It's just me.
Your beef, your building, your frozen. Not bad. Well, yeah. Well, if you ever want to ship it, let me know. I will be glad to be a test guinea pig for that. I will pay and we'll see how it does whenever it gets here. That'll be super fun.
I would like to do that because I would like to see how it works out. Now, this is like next year.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure that's a lot of moving places. I mean, like, you got to figure out packaging. You got to get dry ice if you use that. I mean, there's a lot of moving parts there.
Yes. And I'm sure shipping is absolutely ridiculous. And I mean, I've had a lot of people ask. So, I mean, I understand, and it's very flattering. It's nice to know. And I will tell you, this one guy, he sent me a message on Twitter, really nice guy. And he asked something about it. And he said, I remember, you know, whenever you used to post videos feeding your cattle, you know, like the donuts and brownies and all other stuff. And I got kind of sad because I'm like, used to. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Yeah, because all this stuff takes so much time. So I schedule posts. I usually do it the night before, and then whenever I wake up to unlock the greenhouse, so my deadbolt, it's on my phone, it's wireless and everything.
Nice.
So I can lock it and unlock it from my bed, which is really nice and really handy, so I don't have to be there at 6 a.m. But I was just like, oh my gosh, I don't get to post the same type of content that I had more time to post. And it's stinky, you know, I like the fun stuff and more farm related things. And now it's kind of geared more towards like greenhouse and flowers. It's like, well, I still do the other farm stuff, but I just don't have time. I very simply do not have the time to make videos, edit, post, hashtags, all that junk that takes a lot of time.
Oh yeah, that's a lot going on, and you're already busy. Yeah, managing a whole business, and I mean, like not just like a business and an online presence, but like a literally a brick and mortar or a wooden greenhouse thing. I mean, there's a lot of moving parts there.
The wooden nail business.
The wooden nail business. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I mean, it's and on top of that, I mean, I still have cattle.
Yeah.
So we've been shipping cattle because we're trying to get it down anyway, and so now we're right around 75 Black Angus. So it's still too many. I don't want that many, but that's just how it works out because you don't have time. And you can only take them to the sale barn on certain days. And then, you know, got a husband, I have a daughter. I mean, and then our main farm. That is the bread and butter. That is what pays to have the startup.
Yeah.
You have to keep doing that. You can't just stop. And, you know, it's kind of sad also in a way because I haven't been able to spend as much time with my dad, working with my dad as much, because I have to worry about that. And my mom, thank goodness for my mom, because whenever I can't be there, so I have Ring cameras in there. Mm-hmm. And it's really nice because I can talk to the people.
Oh, that's handy. So yeah.
It's very nice. And so whenever the scanner isn't working or they can't figure something out, I talk to them and I tell them how to do it. Sometimes I am out in the middle of nowhere and it doesn't even work.
Oh, no.
So I get the notification, the ding sound, and okay, somebody's in there. I call mom. Hey, is there somebody down there? Can you go down there? Whatever else. So my mom has been absolutely paramount to this business working because she lives right, I guess you say behind it, however you're looking at it, behind it, in front of it, however it is.
Yeah.
She's right there. And whenever she's available, she will go and assist and whatever. She's actually kind of enjoying it now.
That's cool. That's awesome that she's very supportive and really enjoying it. I mean, that's awesome. That's really good to have family help out and they enjoy it. And it, you know, it's not like crazy stressful. That's awesome.
Yeah, because you don't really want somebody helping you and they hate it.
Hey, will you help me even though I know you hate doing this, but it means a lot to me. Will you please help? It's like, yeah, sure, I guess.
Exactly. And, you know, a customer could probably pick up on that.
Oh, 100%. You don't want to be here, do you?
Yeah, because you know when you go into a store and somebody doesn't feel like being there, you're like, oh, okay, well, you know, screw you. I'll just go find somebody else.
Yeah.
And then it leaves a bad taste in your mouth.
And you don't want to go back to that story, yeah.
Yes. So, thank goodness, mom is very helpful and very kind. And it's a lot. So, we're hoping to have the shed done by the end of this month and being able to be open the very beginning of October.
Nice. That's so cool. And also,
we're
are you selling...
during harvest.
Oh, this no, yeah, I mean, I bet things are a little bit stressful. It's cool to kind of see how everybody's doing during harvest right now. So, yeah, I imagine y'all are just a little bit busy right now.
A little bit. I mean, we haven't started. We're not ready to be going, but, I mean, we had to go through the combine. I haven't even posted about it yet, but I helped Dad, you know, change the platform plates that are on the beanhead. We had to get those changed. I mean, there's a lot of things that we've had to do in order to prepare to start. And you have to have time. So it has been a nightmare trying to find a balance because I have my own family. I can't just be like, hey, Mark, see you later. I'm going to spend time with my mom and dad and I'm going to get my own stuff done and you can take care of our kid. No, you can't. Well, I guess you could do that, but you'd be a major skid mark. So that,
oh, yeah,
I mean, 100%. I don't want to do that. Yeah. And so finding a balance has been exhausting, to say the least. Yeah. So once this is done, then it's done. And there, I have set an end to this. So this is all self-serve because, well, for one thing, I can't be there all the time. And for another, I don't have the money to pay an employee. And, well, no, there's a third thing. That employee has to show up.
Yeah, true.
And you know how it is today. I don't know why it's the way it is today, it's hard just to find somebody to work. And it's really unfortunate that that's how it is right now. But I don't have time to mess with somebody and hope that they show up, hope they show up on time, or they don't call in, like, you know, 15 minutes before they're supposed to be there. Oh, I'm sick. I don't want to deal with that headache. So I've kind of made this all work to where I don't have to be there in person.
Okay.
And it's working.
which is good. Yeah, that's awesome.
That never happens for me. Yeah. It's kind of weird. So, yeah. And then my acting agency in St. Louis, you know, they said, oh, well, we had casting directors say your eyebrows are too, what'd they say? Too dramatic.
What? Too dramatic?
I said, well, tough shiz, because they're natural. So this is how it's going to stay. I don't know what to tell you. So that's the nice thing. The acting stuff and whatever, I'm still staying in the union just to stay in the union. But that's never made me truly happy. This stuff makes me very, 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 very happy.
Hey, that's awesome. And I mean, that's what it's about, like finding something that you enjoy, that you're good at. And you're obviously really good at this. I mean, you're starting a business. You've got a lot of repeat customers, people that enjoy it. So that's awesome.
Which is nuts. And my eyebrows, nobody cares. They still show up with my drastically ridiculous big eyebrows, apparently. So
that's so wild. Weren't you on, what was it? You were on a game show a couple of months ago, right? What was it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, The Weakest Link.
That's what it was. So how was that experience? Was that super fun?
I won't do it again. it was kind of a one and done experience.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I didn't have a horrible experience, but my husband, he's the one that pushed me to do it because, I mean, it's trivia. I'm like, well, I don't want to look stupid, because when you are in that situation, no matter how much knowledge you have, it's different. And there's so much pressure because you have these people watching you that are on your team, and then you've got a host asking you questions. You have a certain amount of time. You have to think about, okay, banking money and everything else. It's not just, hey, how much do you know? And so you have to be able to kind of think of all these things at once. And thankfully, I didn't look like a moron. I'm glad I got voted off when I did, because I wasn't the weakest link that time. They just voted me off, and I was kind of surprised, but I'm like, okay, good. That's good. So I didn't have a chance to get any more questions wrong.
Hey, yeah, that's good. You weren't the weakest link, so you had your time. Yes. The mean old lady wasn't on there, was she? Isn't it some other dude now, or was it the mean old lady?
No, it's Jane Lynch.
Oh, that's right. I remember seeing the picture you shared.
That was the British version.
But was Jane Lynch a little bit nicer?
She was great to me.
Nice. Well, there you go.
It was very nice, but she's also from Illinois.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So I think that helped. And yeah. I didn't tell her when I was there, but I was actually on Glee. I was an extra.
No and way.
So
okay.
I actually met her back then, and she said hi to me. Of course, I know she wouldn't remember me. She didn't remember me. So, but it was just kind of funny because I'm like, oh, wow, I'm meeting her again. And it's in a completely different capacity. It has nothing to do with acting.
It's not a singing show. Now we're on a game show and she's a host. That's so cool, yes. Though. I mean, you're making connections. You saw her twice on two things that you're both working on. That's pretty good.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not like I could just give her a jingle and say, hey, how you doing?
I mean, maybe the next time you see her, maybe she'll be like, hey, I remember you. Here are my digits. Here's my agent and all that stuff. You never know. That'd be kind of cool.
That would be totally fine. Yeah, I would not be like, oh, no, it's okay. Yeah.
No, thank you, Jane Lynch. I don't want your number. You'd be like, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and I mean, she was very, very kind. Very, very kind to me. And she said I was very interesting. And it wasn't said in a demeaning way.
Well, that's good. That's yeah, a very interesting.
That's cool. Yeah.
I think I'll take that.
Yeah, that wasn't too shabby. So I'm like, all right, that's cool. Yeah.
Deal. Take it. Yeah. Check. Move on. That's not bad. That's pretty good. That's so cool. But I mean, obviously you're excited. I mean, you're going to be selling beef next. I mean, are you selling your t-shirts and the merch that you're doing? Do you sell that at the store too?
I will have the hoodies that I have in my inventory. Mm. I'll have those in there, and we're going to just kind of see how things work. So I have the Without Farmers, You'd Be Hungry, Naked, and Sober. I have some of those t-shirts, so I'm going to put them in there and just see. Because I don't know the clothing market, and actually it's not just farmers, but it is so saturated.
Oh, everybody's coming up with their own line. It's wild. I mean, you've been around for so long.
My business hasn't business for 4 years. So I started doing the t-shirt stuff about 4 years ago, and people started to kind of follow suit. Now, did they follow after me? I don't know. I'm not going to be like, oh, it was me. We're not doing that, because that's probably not the case. But you can figure out how to do it on your own. And they did. And now it's just everybody has a link to my merch. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm not going to buy something of yours that has your family last name on it. Yeah. Wear it like Something Farms. Like, why would I wear that? I understand other people who don't farm. I'm not going to wear somebody else's family farm name when we have our own. And I don't know. That's just me. But the meat logo, I will have those t-shirts. Nice. I cannot believe it. There are people that want those on a t-shirt.
That's cool. Okay.
That was not because I'm like, who wants to wear the Woody Farmer and it's got a cow on it? Like, who wants to do that? Well, apparently there are some. So I was like, oh, okay.
There's a market, so, and there's going to be a new t-shirt for them.
Yes. And I mean, it is a nice logo, but I didn't think about putting it on a t-shirt because I didn't think anybody would wear that. But I don't know. So we'll have some of those and that kind of stuff. But I don't know. None of this was planned. Oh, really quick.
Oh, yeah.
We had a visiting priest probably a few weeks ago. I felt like he was talking to me, even though he was talking to everybody else. he was talking about all of his background and all the stuff that he did. And the one thing that stuck with me, he said, always be prepared to be surprised by the Lord and accept those surprises.
Nice. I like
that. Dang, that is exactly what's going on. Yeah, because everything has been a surprise. This was not planned. None of it, besides the greenhouse. I didn't think I was going to sell food.
And then here you are with three refrigerators.
Yes, and the drinks are so cool. But anyway.
That's so cool. Yeah, you never know. I always hear about I forget what the verse is, but it's like, I don't know, pray for more, but God will give you more than you ever imagined. I always think about that quote. I'm like, yeah, that's really cool. So that's awesome. Yeah. I mean, that's working out for your business too. That's so cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I just never would have thought about, okay, yeah, he does give you surprises because you don't know what the heck is coming. Yeah. I'm like, oh, hey, well, this is pretty cool.
Yeah, and I mean, another quote you hear all the time, it's like, you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans, he'll laugh. And I'm like, yeah, I got some more plans for you, which is always really fun.
That's what he did to me, exactly. Yeah.
He's like, Jenny, nope, I have more plans for you. You're going to be more busy, but you're going to have more fun.
Well, I mean, that's the good one. Whenever I got pregnant, that's what I told everybody. I was like, God's like, yeah, I don't give an F about your plan. So here you go. And yeah,
I'm not throwing a wrench. I'm throwing a car into the plan. And then you got to go from there.
I always say I throw a monkey into the wrench because that's completely the opposite.
That's pretty good. I like that. Throw a monkey into the wrench, not a monkey wrench into it. That's good.
See,
I might have to steal that.
Yeah. Yeah. Because that would be really annoying.
That would be. But, well, hold up. Where'd you get this monkey from?
Yeah, and it's all, you know, it's a mess. Monkeys are a mess. So,
yeah, that's true. I mean, yeah, that's why I don't like seeing monkeys at the zoo, because I'm like, I don't feel safe. They're gonna throw a poo. Like, we need to watch out. Which I don't remember the last time I've seen monkeys at a zoo. It's been a while.
Yeah, we need to go to the St. Louis Zoo. We haven't taken Hunter down there yet, but big surprise. I wonder why.
We're just a little busy.
Yes, so there is an end to this. It is self-serve. and it needs to stay at a certain size in order to be self-serve, because I am not going to hire somebody to be in there all the time. Now, if it gets a little more busy, and if I have like a friend or somebody who can be there, you know, every once in a while, yeah, sure, that's okay. But it can't get any bigger. And I think that's why I'm a little more happy about it, because it cannot grow anymore. Like, that is it. That's as far as it's going to go. And there's one more thing that could happen with the plants on the greenhouse, but that's only if the plants explode even more. But that's the last step. And I think that is probably one of the most important things, is that when you know that you have an end, you're not worried about like, oh, maybe I should do this. No, you have set your parameters and you can stay in your lane.
Yeah.
And that makes a huge difference. And then one of the other things, you know, I talked to a couple of groups that had showed up and some younger people and whatever. And I said, you have to grow slowly. Now, when you look at my timeline, this actually went kind of fast. However, we did it in steps.
Gotcha.
So I didn't just throw everything in there because I thought, oh, this is going to work.
It's like, we did it deliberately. We came up with steps to follow.
Yeah. Yes, I was optimistically pessimistic.
Okay,
that's
there you go.
How I was, because I wanted it to be successful and work. This is the addition of all the other stuff. The plants, I thought, okay, this is probably actually going to be okay. I wasn't worried about the plants. But all this other stuff added, you worry about it. And is it going to work out? Is the person going to stay? Blah, 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 blah. So, you know, with the bakery, she was there on the weekends. And then we added in two full time. And then the Carmel people, we tried out a few things at first. And then put more stuff in there. So now they have more inventory that's in there. Flowers. I did a few different things at first. Now they're in there pretty much all the time. And so that's, and like with the meat. Now, I have a feeling it's probably going to work. Because when I've told everybody, they're like, oh, we're going to have beef. And it's the cuts. It's not like a quarter or half or bundle or anything.
Yeah.
You go in like a grocery store and you pick out the cut that you want. And so I have a feeling it's going to be okay. However, one freezer. That's how we're starting out. It is one freezer. We're going to see how it goes. If it is successful, you add in another freezer and then you go from there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you just can't be stupid when it comes to this stuff. And if it's bringing in revenue, then you can think about it reinvesting. And that's what's happened. So people are like, oh gosh, you're probably making so much money. Now, you need to put it in perspective, because running your own business costs a lot of money. And you have a lot of things that you have to pay for. Taxes is a big one. So, I mean, you have to kind of remember, you've got to have that money at the end of the year to pay. Mm-hmm. And thankfully, I don't have an employee. It's just myself and my mom, because she's a nice mom. I pay her with my love. I'm sure she would love that. yeah, she'd be like, So, and if you dive in head first and you're not bringing anything in, you're going to cause so much more stress, and it's bad stress. Like, I'm stressed, but it's not bad. It's kind
it's
of
the
like
good stress.
Excitement. Yeah, it's like excitement, anxiety. Is it going to get done? Ah, Mark, hurry up. Let's go. Blah, you know, all that kind of junk that goes along with it. So, yeah, just going in steps and doing it in stages and actually seeing how it works and the outcome and everything else. So, yeah, it's not too shabby.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's been fun watching you grow. Because, I mean, like you were saying, it seems like you've been very, very deliberate in what you're trying and how slowly you're growing it. Like, you're not throwing everything at the wall and seeing what sticks. Like, you're coming up with a game plan. And I feel like anytime you start a small business, whether it's like your greenhouse or even like this podcast, like, you've got to be very deliberate and plan stuff out. Like, you've got to plan.
Yes. Yes. And, you know, just having, not only is it just the greenhouse, you know, I have all these other specialty crops.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff that I have growing. And like my sweet corn, it failed. Very simply because I did not have the appropriate amount of time to dedicate to the sweet corn. So this year, it's actually my fault. Last year, it was rust. So I can't blame anybody else but myself for this year. And I even missed a family vacation. So, I mean, this is a lot of sacrifice. And the worst case scenario, if all of this fails, I made sure I was investing in something that was practical. You can always use a refrigerator and you can always use a freezer.
That's true. I mean, that's stuff you can always use, whether it's, you know, your beer's in the fridge or storing meat, whatever, you can always use that. That's smart. That's a really good perspective.
That's right. So that's what, and then the greenhouse, let's say you can't even grow anything. I don't even know. It's storage. It's a place that you can put stuff in. So nothing is wasted. It's not like a bunch of clothes or a bunch of t-shirts. That would be a waste because you can only wear so many and use so many. And then if you donate it, well, you're not making money. Mm-hmm. So that would be a loss of revenue. And I mean, it's just, I like being practical. My dad would laugh hearing that because I always used to be practical. I used to be really stupid because I loved clothing. And now I don't even have time. We had a wedding. Was it last weekend? The third. Yeah. And I had to get dressed up. And I was like, I didn't even feel like getting dressed up.
It's like, this is the worst. I don't want to get dressed up for this.
But then it was really fun. And it was kind of fun to be dressed up. But yeah.
There you go. That's fun.
Yes, it turned out to be very nice. But I mean, that's kind of just how, it's just funny how things have changed when I would have to dress up and get all made up and everything consistently. And now I'm like, can I wear flats? I'm going to wear my nice tennis shoes with this.
Can I not have to dress up super, super nice? Be a little bit more comfortable.
Exactly. So I put some eyeliner on for this today. You know, I thought, well, you know, I'll make myself look a little more presentable.
Well, there you go. I didn't put on eyeliner.
I don't want to go overboard. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Well, Jenny, this has been awesome. Chat with you again, learning about your greenhouse. I will link all your social channels in the description. But where else can people go to kind of follow you, see what you're doing, follow the story of the greenhouse? And of course, if they're in your area, where can they go to kind of visit the greenhouse and like what hours and stuff and days?
Well, the best place to start is the website, thewittyfarmer.com. It's W-I-T-T-Y. It's not W-I-D-D-Y.
Witty.
Some people have, yeah, because I guess phonetically, I guess that's what it would be. The website's probably the best at first. There's a menu. There's all the stuff on there, like a regular website. Facebook and Instagram is pretty much where I just have the greenhouse stuff. But the Witty Farmer, personal, all the other stuff, it's all there. And the greenhouse, Grab and Grow Greenhouse, it is in Rigston, Illinois, and it's directly off of Old 36. And we are open 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. every single day.
6 a.m. to 7 p.m. That's pretty good. That's a long day that's open. Not too shabby.
And it can be open longer because there's no employee.
Self-service. There you go.
That's right. So I get to talk to them when they come in and I tell people, thank you. Have a great day. Yeah.
That's so cool. And of course, it's COVID safe. You're social distancing. Very, very far away.
Yes. And we have to clean it. So I do sanitize. Oh, we got the Purell thing, the automatic.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Yes, I got one of those, and it's by the door.
So official.
That's
so fun. Just the things like that, yeah, you get to geek out of because you own the business. You're like, we got a Purell station. This is so cool. We're official.
Yeah, it is cool. Just, my daughter, she was like, all right, clean. I'm like, yay.
I was like, no, it's amazing. We've made it. Yeah, well, Jenny, this has been awesome. Thanks so much for being on. We'll have to have you on after the beef has been going on and see how that's been going.
That would be fun because I'm wondering what's going to happen next. I'm hoping it's not a huge project.
Yeah. But, hopefully, fingers crossed. You never know.
Yes, but I appreciate you asking me. That was very nice.
Absolutely.
this is the first time that I am actually talking about all the little details for the expansion. So, yeah. Oh.
A Farm Traveler exclusive.
One thing I haven't even said on social media. We're going to be selling seeds.
That's so cool. What kind of seeds? A little bit of everything?
Yes. So everything that I grow. So everything that's in the greenhouse, I will have the seeds for sale, because I can't possibly grow like 1,500 plants on my own.
Yeah, true.
I can come close, but if I want to keep my sanity, no. So if a certain plant that they like runs out, bink, go into the shop and get a packet of seeds.
That's perfect. You want this? We're out. Go try to grow it at home. Try it out. That's awesome. That's such a good idea. I mean, you're giving them the option to kind of do it themselves. That's cool.
Yes, because they could fail. I mean, not all plants make it. It's not necessarily the grower. It could be the person that bought it, or vice versa. So if you have, it's like an insurance, you know, so you're buying a packet of insurance.
I like that. This little packet here is a packet of insurance.
See? There you go.
That's perfect. All right. Well, can't wait to follow that too. That's going to be, you've got so much, you're just a little busy. You've got so much going on with this greenhouse and everything. So just a tad busy.
Yeah, it's a smidge. Yeah.
Just a smidge. All right. Well, thanks, Jenny.
I'd rather be this way than not. So.
Oh, yeah.
Very, very, better very, busy very than thankful, bored. But I'm looking forward to it being less busy.
There you go. I can imagine a little break in the action where you can make the family vacations and all that good stuff. So just a little less busy.
That would be fantastic.
There you go. Well, awesome, Jenny. Well, thanks so much.
Okay. Well, thank you, Trevor. I really appreciate it.